State biologists have killed 14 wolves near the Alaska Peninsula community of Port Hyden. This in response to wolves killing several pets and acting aggressively toward Port Hyden residents in recent months. Residents had killed 7 wolves in August, but the bad behavior continued, and the state decided it had become a public safety issue. KDLG's Adam Kane has an update on the story.
Lynn Butler is a wildlife biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and King Salmon. He says that during last week's 2-day hunt, 14 wolves were taken. With a large caribou herd still lingering in the area, he cautions that the situation might not yet be resolved.
We took 14 wolves within 6 miles of the road system last week as of Friday. So Saturday, we backed off our search. We feel that between the wolves taken along the road by local residents and the number taken by the state within 6 miles, it might reduce the issue significantly. That's 21 wolves total taken out of that small area at this point. We're waiting to hear from the village to see if they have continued problems. We expect more wolves to move in to fill the vacancy. Again, there's still caribou in the area that will draw them, but hopefully they won't display the same bad behaviors that the first set of wolves did.
Several experienced tracking pilots flew the helicopters on the hunt, and all the wolves were taken from within 6 miles of Port Hyden. Butler says that after inspecting the dispatched wolves, he didn't see any signs of malnutrition or starvation.
The wolves that we took were all healthy wolves, normal body condition, nothing to suggest a health-related issue.
Wolves are typically seen around many Bristol Bay Area communities. However, this year, the wolves near Port Hyden tended to be spotted closer to the village, and reports of aggressive behavior towards people and house pets had increased. Earlier this year, a pack of wolves was identified as having killed a teacher who had been out jogging in the Alaska Peninsula community of Chignik Lake. Butler was pleased with the recent hunting efforts of residents in Port Hyden, although he says that despite the increase in number of wolf spottings reported, attacks on humans are still uncommon.
Negative encounters with wolves are pretty rare and infrequent. They can happen. It's something to be aware of, but unlikely that we'll see many of these kind of situations. I think it's just an anomaly.
Through last week's hunt, the state intended to reduce the volume and frequency of wolf encounters near Port Hyden. If the reported sightings decrease, then the state most likely won't pursue any follow-up action in the community. Body measurements and biological samples were taken from the dispatched wolves, and a Fairbanks-based veterinarian will be checking those samples for diseases. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.